The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman and Tom Thayer. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
We've got an action-packed hour here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman in our downtown studios here in Chicago, joined by Super Bowl Bear Tom Thayer, as well as former Bears quarterback Jim Miller for the entire hour. And a little bit later on the show, we will speak with Bears president and CEO Ted Phillips. We'll start with Tom. Big day for the Bears from a business standpoint. First off, they bring back Roberto Garza. They also bring back Dante Rosario. But let's start with Garza first, because, Tom, continuity on the offensive line is a major key to winning, and the Bears had one of the better offenses in football last season. He was the anchor of that line, wasn't he?
Yeah, I had a chance to do a speaking engagement a couple weeks ago with Roberto Garza, and I introduced him as the second smartest person on offense. Because you look at every time they break the huddle outside of Jay Cutler or the quarterback position, Roberto Garza, he has to be the direction. He has to be the understanding if there's any changes made within the cadence. He has to identify the responsibilities within the pass protection and the run game. So Roberto is instrumental in making sure, again, using the statement, hit the ground running offensively with Jay Cutler signed, Matt Slauson signed, now Roberto Garza and the rest of the offensive line. So he's a true asset to the program, and it's nice to have him under contract.
And, Jim, the key is that was year one of the Mark Trestman offense. Now you have continuity, all the same guys in place in year two. And in year one, the Bears scored 45 offensive touchdowns, the most that they've had in the Super Bowl era. How much better can things get as you look ahead to year number two?
Well, one, Zach, Tom, good to be with you guys again. Hey, what's wrong with keeping the band back together? It's like the Blues Brothers. Keep the band together. I mean, you mentioned it, 28 points a game, and Roberto Garza, year one to year two, you're going to see a lot of growth and expansion from Mark Trestman's offense. I believe that. Who better when you look at Roberto Garza? I mean, he didn't miss a game the past 2 years. He's played in all 16 games. He is a durable, durable guy. So he's good to have in there for quarterback Jay Cutler. And I think you just build on what they put, the good foundation they put in a year ago. So excellent re-signing. And, you know, you even throw Dante Rosario. I know he wasn't a big part of the passing game. But, again, you can build upon an offense now that you've got the foundation. It was a pretty darn good offense year one, and it's going to go great places in year two.
Now, we often hear, and Mark Trestman talked about this on Bears All Access last week, about how Roberto Garza, not only is he a big-time player for what the offensive line needs, but he's also a major force in that locker room in terms of a leader. He learned from one of the best in Olin Krutz, the guy who was your center, Jim, when you played for the Bears. What does that mean? When we hear locker room leader and you hear Olin Krutz, you hear Roberto Garza, what does that mean for people who can't go in the locker room?
Well, I think, one, when you just talk about quality individuals, one, we all want good citizens. Every football team does, and they want quality men. And I think that's what Roberto Garza is, and he's done that for 13 years of his NFL career. You know what you're going to get. You know, in terms of still bringing along the young linemen, look what he's done with Kyle Long. Look what he's done with Jordan Mills. They rely a lot on the center. The centers, it's not only the quarterback making a lot of calls, it's the center that really has to negotiate. Say if it's Tom can get into it more than me when they're making me-you calls of who's going to pull or stay or block down. A lot of that communication is between the center and the guard that even goes all the way out to the tackle. And so, you know, I just think it's an excellent re-signing. The Bears offense, as I mentioned, should go reach even greater heights in year two because they'll be able to expand and do a lot more. So keep the band together. And I think that line showed that they were definitely cohesive last year due to the leadership of Roberto Garza. And Tom already talked about what he does in the community.
That's but, you know, Jim, the,
good guy to have on your team.
The whole position. Now, were you talking about if the offensive line can have 32 consecutive starts at the conclusion of this season, when you talk about the overall strength of the offensive line as a position inside the locker room and how much that means to the building of the whole team, when you go tackle to tackle and include the tight ends now with Rosario signed and Martellus Bennett, you're really looking at a strength of position now rather than just the individual quality that Roberto brings to the locker room, when you go tight end to tight end, that's so important in the development and in the second stages of the Bears offense.
Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've got a lot of Bears voices here for the full hour. Zach Zaidman with you. We've got Jim Miller on the line. Tom Thayer's in Hawaii. Tom, do you mind bringing some of that warm weather back here? It's unbelievable.
You know, I wish it was. You know, I wish it could things could be different, because it's nice being here, but you do have a conscience about it and think about all the cold weather. That's the way it's affecting back home.
We are moments away, guys, by the way, from talking with Bears president and CEO Ted Phillips. And the reason I bring up the weather is, and this is something that we're going to talk to Ted Phillips about, is the fact that, you know, you look at this new trend of potentially playing Super Bowls in cold weather cities. And Mayor Rahm Emanuel has made no secret about it that, you know, this is something that he would like here for the city of Chicago, to bring the Super Bowl to Soldier Field, to perhaps bring the NFL draft to Soldier Field. And joining us now on the phone line is the president and CEO of the Bears, Ted Phillips, here on Bears All Access with Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, and Jim Miller. And Ted, I think it's very important for me to get your reaction to what Mayor Emanuel is trying to do, because he's made no secret about it, about the fact that he'd like to bring the Super Bowl to the lakefront, possibly bring the NFL draft here. What's your reaction to those ambitious endeavors?
Well, hi, guys. It's good to be with you. Well, you know, the mayor has done a great job of keeping Chicago as a world-class city and trying to find more events to keep that status, you know, high, which Chicago deserves. I mean, there's a lot of different factors involved. You know, obviously Chicago has plenty to do, plenty of hotels, good transportation. It's not as a sprawling city as New York was, in my opinion. So I think the city would do a first-class job. That being said, you know, we have to – the commissioner hasn't, as of yet, said that there would be additional open-air, cold-weather Super Bowls. So we have to see what is happening there. We are more than willing to sit down with the mayor and the league. We definitely don't want to be in a situation where Chicago gets left behind as a possible Super Bowl site. So I think as time goes on, obviously right now, even if the commissioner said, yes, we're going to have an open-air northern climate Super Bowl, 2019 is the first possible year, because everything else is going to be committed. So we've got a little time. I think Chicago would do a great job. We'd love to be part of it. And it's just way premature to be able to say that it's going to happen again. New York was definitely a unique situation given, the $1.5 billion stadium that was built for the Giants and the Jets.
Hey, Ted, it's Jim Miller here. And first, before I get into the Super Bowl, I want to get into the draft. I've said this all along. Why isn't the draft bid upon by cities, much like a Super Bowl? Because there are a ton of people in the Midwest that would like to go to a draft. I know New York's the media capital of the world, but with all the communications and technology we have now, we could have the draft anywhere, whether it's in Kansas City or Arizona or California.
Yeah.
Why not Chicago and bid on it like a Super Bowl?
That's a great point, and clearly that would be an easier get than a Super Bowl for obvious reasons. The idea of possibly rotating the draft has at least been brought up in meetings over the past couple years. To my knowledge, as of right now, it hasn't been decided to be a definite go for the league in terms of rotating. Obviously, they have a long history with Radio City Music Hall and New York as being the draft central. But I would not be surprised if, in time, other cities, major markets like Chicago, get that opportunity, and we would embrace that, obviously.
Hey, Ted, this is Tom. I got a quick question. You use the word rotating. Is there any chance of using a rotating Super Bowl? Because when you talk about other cities like Philadelphia that want to throw their hat in the ring, if you can rotate the draft with all of the logistics of the communication and making sure people are moving in the right direction, can that be a possibility for a Super Bowl?
Well, you know, I think there's always going to be leaning on the warmer weather cities, Tom. It just makes sense for a whole host of reasons, for business people, for travelers. So if there were going to be more open-air Super Bowls in northern climates, it's going to be over a long period of time.
You know, we were talking about the draft earlier, and Ted Phillips, the Bears president and CEO, joining us here on Bears All Access. Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, Jim Miller with you. And Ted, after the entire group comes back from the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis, from Phil Emery, Mark Trestman on down, do you meet with them? Do you like to hear what they saw when they were down there and kind of find out what the latest is with the plan after watching those players, both from a medical standpoint and on the field?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what I'll do is probably early next week. Cliff Stein and I will sit down with Phil, and we'll go through what they saw, what their priorities are. I won't sit and listen to a complete rehash of every single interview they had, but I definitely want to understand where the priorities are, who rose, who fell in terms of guys that they would have their eye on in the draft. And obviously with free agency coming, we'll be talking about possible free agents as well, along with our own players that are unsigned.
Well, Ted, in terms of the Super Bowl, and I'm with you, I think Chicago would be a beautiful site for it. Obviously the hotels, the restaurants would be fantastic, and the great shopping as well. But everybody's going to talk about accommodations. I know Robert Kraft up there for the New England Patriots at Gillette Stadium, he's already trying to increase the seating to potentially host a Super Bowl for the New England Patriots. What accommodations would Chicago have to make in terms of the seating at Soldier Field?
Well, it's, you know, again, the league, one of the league guidelines is a 70,000 seat stadium, and,
right,
and we're just a little shy of 63. So clearly, we'd have to get closer to that number. Is that doable? Well, I don't know. It would take some significant investigation and research and analysis by an architect to take a look, and then obviously have to cost it out. But if it becomes real, and you know, we'll have discussions over the next number of months just to make sure that we understand where the league's potentially heading in that direction, to make sure that Chicago at least is in the mix, and that we'll do everything we can along with the city to see that we at least have a chance, if that chance exists. And it's a little premature for that right now.
Ted, I got an out-of-the-box question. You talk about Johnny Manziel going from the first pick to the third round. If he slipped by the Bears in that second, third round, is he always an option?
Well, everyone's an option, Tom. You know that. And the good news is that Phil, as you know, is extremely meticulous, very detailed. He's focused on improving the team, both in free agency and the draft. And I know we're going to have a great plan and fill a number of needs to make us a better team next year. I know that much.
Ted Phillips is with us here on Bears All Access, the Bears president and CEO. Where do you think the Bears have to improve in order to get to a point where you're consistently getting into the playoffs and competing for those multiple championships that you guys keep talking about?
Well, I mean, clearly, when you just look at performance last year, our defense didn't perform as well as we had hoped. So that definitely needs attention. But you can never have enough depth on either side of the ball. What I like right now is, after signing Roberto Garza today, which was a great get, he's a great leader and an important cog on our offensive line, we now have our entire starting offense from last year intact for 2014. So that is a great starting point for the offense. And we'll go from there and see where we end up.
Well, you definitely hit the ground running in terms of free agency, getting Cutler, Jennings, Slauson in the mix, and then you mentioned Dante Rosario and Garza today. Where I'm going, because it's been in the news a lot and talked about, expanding the playoffs, Ted. And I mean, just your thoughts, because obviously you give the Bears another opportunity, but they're even talking about that this could be voted on in the upcoming owners' meeting. So what do you think about just adding a team in each conference in terms of the expanded playoffs, so it goes from 12 to 14?
Well, you know what? I mean, just the idea that that's being discussed shows what a great game the NFL is. I mean, we've got the best game in the world. And so what happens every year, you know, about this time, is different ideas get floated before the end of March league meetings, you know, whether it's playoff teams or whether it's changing the point after touchdown or different issues surrounding instant replay. So those kinds of items get discussed now, and they get floated, and it gets attention. It's something that really needs careful analysis. We don't want to, as a league, I don't think anyone wants to water down the playoffs. At the same time, you know, where is that balance in terms of competitiveness and allowing teams at the end of the year to make sure that their games are more competitive heading into the playoffs? It's something that's going to continue to get attention, research. We're very interested in being part of that discussion, and I think, again, it's a little premature to say that that's going to happen this year or next year or ever. But it's going to get attention now and in the future. It has, for the last couple of years, been discussed, so it's going to continue to get discussed, and we'll see where it goes.
You know, one thing, Ted, I think it'll be fun during the offseason, OTAs and the training camp, to pay attention to the development of Shea McClellan. It's very rarely do you get the chance to reinvent a first-rounder. I think he's up to the challenge. So I think for Bears fans, it's going to be an exciting opportunity to see how Shea comes along.
Yeah, I like that comment, Tom. You know, I'm not sure it's reinventing him. I mean, I think what Phil and Mark and the other coaches have talked about has been – let's try to accentuate all the positive attributes he has, take a look at what he did in college effectively, and see if that makes him more of an impact player. You know, he showed flashes of that. He needs more consistency there. And he definitely has the work ethic and the desire to try to make it happen. So I'm optimistic, and so should our fans be.
Ted, the Bears have been very busy over the last couple of off-season, kind of rebuilding the organization both on the field and off the field. New general manager, new head coach, Halas Hall has been renovated. Is there anything else in the works that you can share with the fan base at this time in terms of where the organization is going?
Well, I'm just really excited about this kind of a new energy level here, both on, you know, with our staff and our team, I think, our new coach, our new general manager, and it's really been exciting to be part of that. You know, we've reinvested in our facilities, we've reinvested in technology, we're reinvesting in the team, and I think everyone sees that and appreciates that. It's only going to make us better as an organization. We're in the midst of having discussions with the Park District and our new concessionaire Aramark about making improvements at Soldier Field. Nothing I can really discuss right now in detail, but things that should, you know, enhance that fan experience that's so important to everyone that's been a loyal season ticket holder down at Soldier Field. And I'm just really excited about the direction the team is headed in, and I think everyone's been re-energized in this last year.
Ted, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. A lot to discuss when we come back with Bears quarterback Jim Miller, who was here for many years. We've got Tom Thayer, won a Super Bowl here. And we've got you at 312-644-6767. Also, you can tweet us, hashtag CB Network, so I can see the questions to ask these guys. We've got Ask Tom, the segment where you can win a gift certificate to Sports Authority, coming up. But when we come back, we'll talk to Tom and Jim about what they just heard from Bears president and CEO Ted Phillips. We'll react to what we heard right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Kids Club, brought to you by Papa John's, is here. Members have access to events, contests, opportunities to meet Bears players, chances to win Bears tickets, free pizza, and much more. Sign up at chicagobears.com/kidsclub. Zach Zaidman, Jim Miller, Tom Thayer here on an action-packed hour of Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. We're a few minutes away from playing Ask Tom. It's your opportunity, rapid-fire questions, football style, for Tom Thayer at 312-644-6767. And the best caller of the segment will receive a gift certificate to Sports Authority. Usually I'm the judge, but this time around, since we've got Jim Miller on the line with us as well, Jim will be the judge.
Make it tough.
He will be the Supreme Court Justice to give out that gift certificate to a lucky fan. And Tom, get ready, because the questions keep getting better and better each and every day. But before we get to that, we just had Ted Phillips on the show, the Bears president and CEO. And I think the thing that stands out is that they, along with Mayor Emanuel, they're making no secret about it. They would like the Super Bowl here in Chicago. Now, there are a lot of hurdles to jump through, and it is premature, but it is clear that, you know, based on that New York experience, the Bears want in, as do a lot of other teams up north.
Well, Jim was at the Super Bowl in New York, so he'll probably give you a better hands-on experience of what it was all about. But, you know, I think Chicago deserves a Super Bowl. They have the housing, they have the hotels, they have McCormick Place, they have everything that's attached to the stadium that can make an inconvenient day convenient enough for the fans. And they've already seen the trial of that experiment in New York. And so if New York is deserving of a Super Bowl, I think Chicago should get the same consideration. But now you're playing, you know, into a fragile market, when New England, when Philly, and all these teams that have less than perfect climates and conditions, they want to get into the Super Bowl race too. It's going to happen everywhere.
Well, I'd say this. It definitely went off without a hitch in New York. Probably the biggest part was the transit. That was the only problem in really getting the fans to the stadium. But Chicago doesn't have those logistical nightmares like New York and New Jersey. And so I think it would actually be a better host city than New York when you look at Chicago. And, you know, I definitely think every team is making no bones about it, because it went so well in New Jersey when you look at the out there at the Meadowlands Stadium. And so every team's in the mix for it. I already mentioned that Robert Kraft is trying to prepare his stadium so that New England at Gillette Stadium could host a Super Bowl. And why shouldn't Chicago shoot high? I'm with Tom. I think they deserve it. Because I've lived there and played there, I mean, as for the restaurants, the hotel accommodations, the city, the museums, all the things you could do, the shows, I mean, it would be a beautiful host city when you look at Chicago.
Yeah, the only issue is the stadium itself, because right now it's too small. The NFL has a minimum of 70,000 seats that they want for a stadium that hosts a Super Bowl. But if the mayor's committed and the Bears are committed, you have to figure that, you know, they'd find a way to work on at least trying to expand it as much as they could.
Well, that's why I said it. Well, it's different for Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots, because Robert Kraft owns Gillette Stadium. He built it. He owns the property, everything. So I don't know how it would work in Chicago with, obviously, the stadium authority, the mayor, obviously what the Bears' input would be. But you see already Robert Kraft is being proactive. And so certainly, obviously, Ted Phillips knows that there would have to be some communications with all the parties involved in the city of Chicago. But I would think everybody would be willing to work to get it done.
Jim, there's a couple nightmare stadiums leaving the stadium after the game. And New England is one of them. The entrances and the exits and the mass highways that come into that stadium, that's where you need the openings. And, again, there's four or five stadiums that I could think of around the league that give you those scenarios. And if you weren't police escorted out the buses, you would sit in traffic for 2 or 3 hours. So in the concerns, the big picture concerns, like the making sure it's fluid for the fans, is I think is a key ingredient of making sure the whole day is enjoyment.
And then the other thing is, you know, they got lucky in New York and New Jersey that day with the weather. You know, if you have a day like today here in Chicago along the lakefront, it could be dangerous for fans to be outside that long in those kinds of conditions. So that's something that I think the league is also going to be wary of in terms of future Super Bowls in northern sites. We have Bears All Access here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, Jim Miller with you. Let's talk about what Ted Phillips had to say in terms of the football team on the field going forward. He made a big deal about how the Bears were able to lock up essentially the same group that was able to score 45 touchdowns on offense a year ago. That's back for a second straight year, but defensively, clearly not happy with what happened last season. And there's a lot of work to do, both via free agency and with the draft. Can you do enough in one offseason to revamp what the Bears need to revamp on defense, Jim?
Well, there are going to be challenges involved, and certainly decisions still have to be made. We know salary cap becomes an issue. Supposedly the NFL is going to come out with their new salary cap number. Sounds like it could be up as high as $133 million. So that'll help out the Bears in terms of having more cap space. But I think we saw from a year ago, the offense was overhauled in 1 year. And so can it happen on defense? You got to get to the right pieces to the puzzle. Certainly starts up front with defensive tackles, and I would think you got to look at the safeties as well, the middle of that defense. They already drafted a couple linebackers last year. When you look at Kasim Green and Bostic, you would think they would take another step forward. You already have Lance Briggs. I don't see him going anywhere when you look at Lance, and then the decision on Tillman. And so that would probably be the last piece to the puzzle, at least defensively. Can they afford him, or do they have to make more cuts in terms of the salary cap? But I think clearly, when you look at Mel Tucker, he will have a clean canvas to really install his style of defense and what they plan to do. And it will be sticking with a 40-type front in that nature, because a lot of those pieces are already in place. But it doesn't mean they can't reduce the fronts. You can run, as Tom will explain, under defense with the Sam on the line, which is still a 40 front, or an over defense with a Will on the line. They're just going to play with some of their looks in their personnel when you look at the Bears defensively. And, yeah, I think the defense can get back up to snuff.
You know, when I listen to Ted talk, I there's a plan, there's a direction, there's an understanding what the next step is going to be always. And whether going back and getting Jay Cutler, Matt Slauson, and Tim Jennings signed early in the offseason, and then getting Roberto Garza and some of the other key players, there's always been an understanding of what they needed to do next, with the big picture looking out in advance, like something like the draft, that they knew that's where they're going to fortify, build, and strengthen the defense for the future. So again, it's not a guessing game as they're approaching the next event. And it seems it's been that way since they've been able to hire Mark Trestman. He has a calendar. He has an understanding what he's doing every day according to what's going to make the team better until they get to the Super Bowl. So I think all those things, when you put all of them together, the facility is finished. This year two with Mark Trestman, they know how OTAs and the understanding of the tempo of practice. Everything is just another big step forward, and now it's going to be to the draft, free agency, and to see how they develop the defense. And again, like Jim said, Coach Mel Tucker is going to have the opportunity to use athletes and how they fit up front to negotiate and confuse their opponent. It may not look the same week in and week out. And with the way you can shift and use body weight and try to take advantage of maybe limitations against your opponent, I'm excited to see the development and the direction of the defense, because, like Ted said, every starter offensively is back. Now the focus and the direction is to see and make this defense better.
Coming up next, your chance to talk to Tom. Ask Tom. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Light them up. 312-644-6767. We go rapid-fire style with your questions for Tom Thayer. The best question for Tom, we will judge at the end of the segment who we thought was the most compelling inquisitor, so to speak. That person will win a gift certificate to Sports Authority. Next on Bears All Access, Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, Jim Miller with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Register today at priceless.com/Chicago for MasterCard's Priceless Chicago, a collection of amazing experiences available exclusively to MasterCard cardholders. Zach Zaidman, Jim Miller, Tom Thayer with you here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Guys, it's time for the most exciting segment of the show. All you have to do is call up 312-644-6767. We call it Ask Tom. It's you directly asking Tom a question. The best question of the segment wins a gift certificate to Sports Authority. It's very simple. Usually I'm the judge of the best question of the segment. Today we'll include Jim on this, and Jim will be the judge. But, Tom, you ready? It's been great the last few weeks. All right, let's begin the festivities. 312-644-6767. Caller number one is Dan on the Northwest Side. Ask Tom.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. You know, the whole defensive line last year was pretty disappointing, but one player that really was invisible throughout the season was Steven Paya. I was wondering if you guys, now the season's over, if you have more perspective, if he was just banged up the whole time, or because he seemed to take a pretty big step back last year.
Yeah, you know, Dan, that's a good question, because Steven Paya, I need to see a lot more from. I need to see him be a 16-game-a-year player. But it seems that he's always had a foot or a toe problem that's kind of derailed him in the middle of any stretch of consecutive games played. And it, with so much conversation about the defensive line is probably one of the most important positions where they need healthy bodies. They're going to come out here and have competitive training camps. But then again, you got to be 16-game-a-year player. And so that's the biggest challenge right now to Steven Paya is being able to answer the bell for 16 weeks during the regular season.
312-644-6767 is the number to participate in our Ask Tom segment. Best question of the segment gets a gift certificate to Sports Authority. We continue with Brad in Crown Point. You are on with Tom Thayer.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah, my question is, if you were a GM and could pick any player in the NFL, in the current NFL, to start a franchise with, who would it be?
Out of this upcoming draft? If you're out of this coming
draft or anyone in the NFL?
You know, if I was going to, I'd probably Andrew Luck. You know, I'm so impressed by everything he brings to the plate. When there's coaching difficulties his rookie year, he is able to hold things together. I think you're going to see the best out of Andrew Luck probably in 2 or 3 years down the road. And he's a type of guy, like I talk about the importance of making sure you answer the bell 16 games a year, like Peyton Manning, like Brett Favre did, like Drew Brees does after a shoulder concern. So if I had the ability to pick any one player, it would probably be Andrew Luck.
312-644-6767. I hope Jim's taking notes, because these questions are getting better and better. Rolling Prairie, Indiana. Jim, ask Tom.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's
Tom. Cool? I was just wondering, you're such a good knowledge on football. I'd like to see you coaching. Have you ever considered coaching?
Oh, you know, you always consider it during the time of being a football player, football broadcaster. And it's kind of funny, during my time as a football player, we weren't as encouraged to get into coaching because it wasn't that well-paying of a job back then. And so they always kind of go away from football. You know, these guys work 80, 90, 100 hours a week. They sleep in their office 4 days a week. So it was a different way of thinking. Now I like to see a lot of the players get involved in coaching, because I think they have so many experiences that they can teach these guys. So I don't know. I think the 90 hours a week kind of sometimes derailed early in a career change.
I'm going to divert it real quick to ask Jim Miller. Jim, what do you think Tom would be like as a coach?
I think he'd be an excellent coach. There's no doubt about it. I mean, do I get to ask Tom a question during this segment?
We'll save you for the last question of the segment.
Because I got a question for Jim, too. So with that being said,
it's contagious.
All right. I put back on my robe and I got my gavel right here. We'll continue with the segment.
Al in Batavia, ask Tom.
Hey, Tom, I'm wondering what the best wave you ever surfed was.
Oh, the best wave I ever surfed. You know, it's hard to tell. It was a couple years ago, but it hasn't happened yet this year, and I know it's coming. So, you know, every day it's a little bit something different. It's like going to football practice. You go out there hoping for the best. You never know what to expect, and you hope you're better, and you come out of the water alive. So that's all that I can hope for, because the great ones – there's no comparison to what I can do and what the greatest guys can do, so I don't even like to talk about surfing a big wave, because it's not that big in comparison.
I just like the fact that Tom found a way to bring it back to football. Mike in St. Charles, ask Tom on Bears All Access.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Tom, question. When the Bears picked up Ratliff late in the year, took a flyer on him for the year, and because of all the need on the defensive line side, would it make sense for them to try to take flyer on him for another year, Was it going to be a financial consideration? Because I thought he looked good from a football consideration. Thanks.
That's a great point. I really like what I saw out of Jeremiah Ratliff. From the very first day he came out to warm up, the first day he was active, because his warm-ups, his demeanor, the way he gets professionally prepared, it carried over to other players on the defensive line. And after he was going through his warm-ups where they're really involved, he was taking the younger defensive linemen and showing them how to go through the warm-ups, what's going to make them a better player from play one. And, you know, the determination, the eyes, everything that Jeremiah did in practice and in the games, I would love to see a healthy year out of him, because I think that's the type of bona fide leader you want to see walking through the locker room door every day and walking out of the locker room onto the field every day.
Yeah, he's a true leader. Got a chance to watch him warm up before his first game with the Bears against the Vikings inside the Metrodome, and man, is he intimidating, because
he's
all business. You know, a lot of guys like to get loose, joke around, jump up and down, smile, listen to their music. He was zoned in, didn't have the headphones or anything. You know, the huge black face paint to try and scare the opponent. I mean, this is a guy you want to go into a football game with, no question about it.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, you ready to pick a winner here? We had a lot of good callers for Tom here in the Ask Tom segment, but only one can come away with a gift certificate to Sports Authority.
Well, I'm going to go with Dan, our first caller, and here's the reason why. Because he asked about, hey, where do you see, you know, what he was asking about Stephen Paya, but how do you build your team? I think we saw when the offensive line was corrected, when the O-line was corrected offensively, it starts in the trenches, and I would say the same thing defensively. It's got to start in the trenches. So whether that's re-signing Henry Melton, whether it's, say, drafting a guy like Aaron Donald from Pittsburgh that's pretty much backed it up all through his senior year. He's played well. He went down to the Senior Bowl, tore it up. He just went to the Combine and tore it up. So I think it's got to start with the D-line. So we'll see if it's re-signing Ratliff, if it's re-signing Henry Melton, or diving into the draft. And that's where the Bears are sitting, right there at 14. And maybe somebody like Aaron Donald could be a good building block.
Yeah, Jim, on the personnel question of anybody, and you're the GM, and I still like Andrew Luck, and I think his best is a couple years away. What would your take if you looked around the league right now? Who would inspire you?
Well, I think you nailed it with Andrew Luck, and I also think when you look at terms of the draft, hey, Tom, you and I both know the tackle position, specifically left tackle, that has been one of the safest picks in NFL draft history. You look at Joe Thomas, all the guys that have gone the first round. Think of the guys that are coming out this year. Taylor Lewan out of Michigan. You look at Jake Matthews down there at A&M. Greg Robinson, huge, huge left tackle that looks like a can't-miss pick. So I would say left tackle, or like you said, it's got to be a franchise quarterback with a lot of maturity, like an Andrew Luck, to be a face of the franchise.
Right.
Want to congratulate Dan from the Northwest side. He wins a gift certificate to Sports Authority, courtesy of Jim Miller, for his terrific question here on Ask Tom. When we come back, we will hear that question that Jim wanted to ask Tom during this segment. Plus, I want to get your take on what you guys saw. You guys watched the workouts, and you have a little bit more experience to understand what to look for when you watch these different prospects work out in Indianapolis. You mentioned one of them out of Pittsburgh, Aaron Donald. The three technique is the engine that makes the Bears defense go. If they stick with that 4-3, is he the right guy for the Bears to pick at 14? We'll discuss next with Jim Miller and Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci, brought to you by Jimmy John's, and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. Zach Zaidman, Jim Miller, Tom Thayer with you here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. When we left off, Jim wanted to ask Tom a question, so we will give him that opportunity right now.
Hold on, I got my gavel here. Order in the court, Tom. We had a caller calling asking you about surfing, and you're saying, hey, I got to worry about coming out of the water alive. Tom, have you ever decided, or will you decide, to change your surfboard for a snowboard? Because you can move back to Chicago and just land on some powdered snow, my friend. It'd be very easy for you.
It's that landing part. I don't think our bodies, yours or mine, has the ability to fall from our height on a snowy, hard-packed surface and to go and have, you know, that time spent in the colder temperatures. It's all about the water and falling and the activity. And one thing about surfing I always say, is every time you pulled up to the stadium on Sunday to get ready to play a game, you had a nervousness in the pit of your stomach that was the reason you were playing football. That got you through life, and that's the same thing in surfing. Every time you go out there, like this morning, you see what's out there, you have a nervousness inside you that kind of makes your heart beat. It's the same effect of all sports.
He takes it very seriously. All right. Now, when you guys were watching the scouting combine, and all the workouts now are available for everybody to watch on NFL Network. Jim, you were down there. I was down there. When you're looking at it from a Bears point of view, who are you looking at and who caught your eye?
Well, I think we would realize probably the top linebackers and obviously Jadeveon Clowney are probably off the board. But I think if you're looking at what the Bears are looking at 14, I'm not saying they could trade down or do whatever to acquire more picks, but it's looking more and more like, I would think, the defensive tackle that I mentioned, Aaron Donald, could be in their wheelhouse. And that guy's unbelievable. He's backed it up everywhere he's been. Like I said, Outland Trophy winner, Lombardi Trophy winner, Nagurski, Bednarik Award winner, ACC Defensive Player of the Year. That guy has done well for himself this offseason or this leading up to the draft. And I also say you got to start thinking of the corners. If Peanut Tillman is not signed, safeties and corners are going to be in the Bears' wheelhouse too. So whether it's Ha-Ha Clinton Dix from Alabama, you look at the corners, Darquez Dennard from Michigan State, one of the top corners. Jason Gilbert is another one. So they have an opportunity now to get themselves a good defensive player, either in the secondary or on the D-line that could be sitting there at 14 for the Bears.
You know, Jim, it's weird because nowadays you get a chance to watch the combine on TV. And after having the experience of going through the combine, you know the feeling, you know what the kids are going through, the nervousness and the excitement and the kids that are really dedicated to want to impress more than anybody else. And then you watch it on TV and you kind of just go through the motions with these kids and you want to see what their 40s and their shuttles in the way they're talked about. And that's the thing about it is watching it on TV, you hear how these guys are talked about more than you get a chance to stand next to them and see the way they act. And one of the keys that I think about this upcoming draft is they always talk about depth. And even the names that you say, and I need to see the Bears be productive not only in the first round. I need to see production, and I need to see a starter in that second and third round pick, a guy that's going to come in and be an immediate contributor. And I think a lot of times before this draft, you're really focused on the top 10, 20 picks in the draft. This seems to be a draft where you could get into the late third or even the top fourth and have a guy, you know, that still has the ability and the capabilities to be a starter early.
We've got to take a time out here. When we come back with Tom Thayer and Jim Miller, the NFL, I don't know if you guys saw this, but the NFL is considering throwing a 15-yard penalty on players for using certain kind of language. Can you believe it? That's coming up next right here on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our final few moments here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've had a lot of different voices talking Bears, talking NFL, everyone from Bears president and CEO Ted Phillips to Jim Miller, who's with us, to Tom Thayer, who's with us. I'm Zach Sabin, happy to have you aboard. Have you guys seen that the NFL is considering possibly penalizing players? You'd get a 15-yard penalty for the use of offensive language, you know, if there's a racial slur thrown out there on the field in the heat of the moment or any other kind of bad stuff, you'd get a flag thrown on you. Is this something that's smart to legislate?
I think it puts too much pressure on the officials. I just think they should legislate it inside the locker room and tell the guys to start acting like adults and use language that's not offensive on the field or use language that they wouldn't use inside their own family's house. If they can just get that a point across and not make it the responsibility of the officials, I think he can probably have an easier opportunity to get it done in the locker room sense.
Well, one, there already is a rule in place. It's actually Rule 12, Section 3, Article 1B. It prohibits the use of abusive, threatening, or insulting language or gestures to opponents, officials, teammates, or representatives of the league. Bottom line, it all is incorporated in sportsmanship. So, but I'm with Tom. The officials got enough to worry about. They can't even get the rules right as it is. So I don't think we need the language police out there. Let's just put it that way.
I think that Jim deserves a gift certificate to Sports Authority for being able, off the top of his head, to point out the rule.
He's got every one of them memorized. He's a quarterback. He's got actually a little thing in his helmet that just tells him how to say it.
We take as far as we can. Just don't let him throw the flag on you. That's how you got to operate, Zach.
Oh, I love it. Good stuff. Hey, guys, this has been a blast. Let's do it again next week.
Sounds good.
Look forward to it.
For Tom Thayer and Jim Miller, I'm Zach Zaidman saying thanks for listening to executive producer Greg Miller, Herb Lawrence, Rick Camp on the other side of the partition, and you for making this an action-packed hour. This has been Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, Verizon, and United Airlines.